and welcome to episode 4 of Your Vegan Life, coming live from the campaign headquarters of Rowan Panizzo at Broadbeach on the Gold Coast. Now, Rowan, you're the Division 10 candidate for the Animal Justice Party.
That's right.
We're going to be finding out all about you tonight. Well, I hope we are.
Yeah, of course.
But first, I want to mention that Your Vegan Life is brought to you by Vegan Frothers, cruelty-free clothing, and Sindian Natural Food Products. So check out my sponsors because it's vegan, cruelty-free, and you'll love their products. So we've got an election coming up. Is it Saturday the 28th?
Saturday the 28th.
Gold Coast, well, it's actually all of Queensland has elections coming up.
Yeah.
Now, you're running for Division 10.
Yes.
And what I want to do is find out who Rowan is and what you're standing for. So you have the floor. Please take it away, sir.
I'm representing the Animal Justice Party in the upcoming council elections, Division 10. Basically, I've been from the Gold Coast last 15 years, originally from Victoria, so made the move up here 15 years ago to sunnier pastures.
And never regretted it, right?
That's right, yeah. Look, I go down there a little bit, and it is cold. I do enjoy being warm up here. So I've lived there. I've surfed all my life. I'm super passionate about ocean conservation. I'm very passionate and very involved with a greyhound rescue charity called Gumtree Greys, which I have been doing for the last 6 years. So that's a very dear thing to me, and I know I'm a very passionate, active member of the Animal Justice Party as well too. So they stand for.
I've met your two beautiful greyhounds.
Chica and Jeannie.
They are beautiful. Mm. And what a wonderful thing you're doing there with rescuing them.
Yeah, look, that's super dear to my heart and my fiance's heart. That journey started probably about 6 years ago. When we had, unfortunately, our beautiful Dalmatian passed away, and there was I got a phone call from my fiance Pam about there was a call out for a greyhound rescue group was super desperate for fosters. So look, it was a yes straight away. What we did was took on these dogs, and look, I've never looked back. It's just been probably one of the most rewarding experiences. We've fostered over 16 dogs. They've all found amazing homes, which has been amazing. And they're just the most underrated, fastest moving couch potatoes you've ever had in your life. So, yeah.
I got to say, they are beautiful. I've really gained an amazing appreciation for them.
Yeah.
And you're giving them this new lease of life.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it seems like, and you've witnessed this tonight, is them playing with toys. Like, it's the first time
they love the toys.
They've ever played with toys for their entire life. You know, Jeannie as well too. We've had 3 weeks, and you know, it's rewarding to see. Like, they go down the beach and they get the sand between their toes for the first time and touch water, and it's like, it's just this whole like, it, just to see them go from at that point of where they've just empty to being a dog and just being loving, because they're the most kindest, gentlest, sweetest souls, and to see that come out, and I laugh and it just warms me so much, like hearing Jeannie play around with squeaky toy like that. You know, that's an amazing thing, you know. And it's something I'm super passionate about.
So I want to go back and find out why you became vegan.
Why?
What was your inspiration? What was your awakening?
So probably going back to the story we're talking about with, 6 years ago, when we took on this journey of, foster and rehabilitation with the greyhounds, you got to practice what you preach. There's no point saving one harming the other.
Yes.
And all that. So looking into, the darkness behind the racing and all the ethical implications sort of lead you across, as far as, animal agriculture and so forth like that goes. And that just morally doesn't sit right with myself and my partner. So it was an easy decision, a decision that's been the most pivotal, best part of our lives. It's introduced us to an amazing bunch of people, morally as well too. It's beyond the best decision you could make in your life. health-wise as well too. I'm in my 40s now. I feel fitter than I did in my 20s. And it's just, that's just become that way. I've discovered cooking. Like, I absolutely love making like all these amazing vegan dishes. And
out of real food.
Out of like stuff from the ground and trees, yes, and whatnot. Yes. And you know, it's not processed, and you know what goes in your food, and
yeah,
you can fuel yourself right for the day. And there's so much amazing food out there now. And
yeah,
here on the Gold Coast, I think we've been embraced quite well with vegan lifestyle.
We're spoiled.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah. Like, spoiled for choices, yeah, for the fact that we've got some amazing establishments that can provide vegan, like whole plant-based food as well too. It's just like, it's an absolute blessing. So it's been a great journey. Mm. My parents have embraced a plant-based lifestyle as well too.
Fantastic.
And have never looked back, which is great.
Wow.
And also too, I've got a bunch of friends as well too that have, you know, always sort of being like, oh, you know, what do you eat, grass, which we always get.
Yes.
But it sort of got to that point where it's like they're calling me, messaging me, going, hey, so what do you eat instead of that? Like, what do you have instead of this?
Is that curiosity, has that sort of increased since Game Changers came out?
Yeah. Look, I was glad you mentioned that, because that's a bit of a game changer, so to speak, for everyone.
It is,
you know,
a game
like
changer.
It's
yes.
sort of. Yeah. It's made people realize that you know just because you're on a plant-based diet doesn't mean you can excel in elite sports. It doesn't mean you can perform at your best. Doesn't mean you can reverse major killer diseases like heart disease, and you know, and that it's just it's good for everyone to have a watch of that movie. And again, it's raised, like, you know, friends that aren't plant-based or aren't vegan or vegetarian have actually are transitioning towards that plant-based lifestyle, which is fantastic.
Definitely created a lot of awareness.
I agree with you. It's good. I mean, it's sort of preaching to the converted, so to speak, in a way.
Yes, but somebody may be watching or listening later on podcast who has not made the leap towards an ethical, compassionate lifestyle, and they just need to hear the message a few times. Mm. So there's no harm in whether it's preaching to the converted or someone that maybe has not made that leap yet.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and look, it lays it out, and I think it's set out in a good way that's non-biased. It's just like, this is the facts, this is the journey, this is what people eat, this is their performance. Mm. Mm. So it's not sort of... It's out there, and you can take it on board, and then people start asking questions, and it's like, hey, I might try being a vegan for a month and see how it is, and then do that slow transition, which is amazing, you know, to get across a plant-based lifestyle. Myself and fiance did it, like, clear cut, done. Like that, and I mean, each to their own, but I think it's definitely helped. Helped our cause and the compassion for animals, and, you know, stopping the needless slaughter of animals for food.
There's a couple of comments here. Noel says, V for vegan, love it.
I gotta learn this, because
you're doing pretty well.
Oh yeah, it's all right.
And Robert says, love the show, Harry, and all love the show, Harry, and all the best, Rowan, in council elections.
Thanks very much, Robert, appreciate it.
The Now, you're an avid surfer,
yes,
but you're also a mad keen cyclist.
Mm-hmm.
Bicycles, not motorbikes.
Mad keen
cyclist.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've previously told me some of your performances and your heart rate, resting heart rate, and that. And I've just this guy is not human. I don't know what he is. He's superhuman or something. Did you get performance increases when you shifted your diet across to a compassionate diet?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's in sport, and when you're doing a lot of endurance stuff, it's about recovery. And the recovery from a plant-based diet is phenomenal. I'm sort of clocking up my resting heart rate around 33 mark.
hang on. Just give me a moment to take that in. Did anyone actually hear him correctly there? Because I swore he said 33. Are you serious?
Yeah.
33. You realize when it gets to zero, you've got a problem?
I've often thought about that, and look, it's one of those situations where it's you know, that's again, it's one of the benefits of the plant-based diet is, you know, it can sort of let you be able to perform and, you know, push yourself to as hard as you can and, you know, recover really good, wake up the next day, do it all again. And I mean, that's what cycling does. And as you were saying, it's like that difference 6 years ago, as I said, like I was consuming animal products right through my 20s and early 30s, and the difference in fitness, health, how I feel, just general function every day, sleep, everything like that is just 20-fold better.
Fantastic.
I think
also it's important to discern the difference between when we talk about plant-based and vegan, because we're crossing over a bit there, you know, and sometimes people get it a little bit confused that, you know, vegan is an ethical lifestyle where you've done it for the animals. And everything else that follows on from there is a benefit if it's happening personally.
Exactly.
Whereas plant-based can be, okay, I've decided to eat non-animal products, but I haven't made maybe the ethical leap to in other areas as far as maybe products that still have animal testing, or I might still be wearing some clothing that has, you know, animal products in it. So it is important to sort of to discern the difference there, because sometimes people aren't too clear on that. So I just wanted to sort of bring that up. So we've got, so if we leap forward ahead to the Animal Justice Party, you being a candidate for Division 10, we've got two candidates here on the Gold Coast. We've also got Scott, who is Division 13, I think, and I believe he was going to be with us tonight, but he's got another event.
He's got a forum that I did last week. It's sort of part of the whole process is doing a meet the candidates Q&A, so it's that whole Q&A session.
How could that be more important than being on your...
Exactly. I'd rather be here hanging out with Harry.
Scott, what were you thinking?
I mean, best of luck to you, Scott, as well, too.
Hope it goes well.
I guarantee you will do really well. He's very passionate as well too about the cause and the Animal Justice Party and what we stand for.
So this is what I want to find out more about. You've been doing a bit of meeting and greeting or whatever. You know, my understanding, to put it as succinctly as possible, the Animal Justice Party is for political representation for animals and the environment, and changing the laws to allow that to happen.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's as succinctly as I can put it, but please expand on it.
So basically, with the AJP, our core values are kindness, rationality, non-violence, and equality.
Just go through them again. Kindness.
So kindness, rationality.
Rationality.
Non-violence.
Non-violence.
And equality.
They are such amazing principles to live life by.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just... Yeah. And it's a balance for all as well too, where, you know, it's the important factors of, you know, enriching the lives of all animals, human and non-human as well too, and also to the environment as well too, and the habitats that we all participate in and live in.
Well, it's all interconnected, isn't it?
Exactly. So it's showing compassion across, you know, every facet of life, you know, flora and fauna and everything like that as well too. Mm. So it's an absolutely great cause. It's one that we, you know, when we do get into council is to actually advocate for a lot of good push towards that being at the forefront of, you know, the animals, the environment, and humans as well too, and the community as well too. So that's what we're really concerned about.
So how long you been campaigning? You've been out there for a few weeks at least, haven't you?
Yeah, at least, yeah. it's been full on for the last few weeks. But okay. Going back with the Animal Justice Party, myself and my fiance went and met 18 months ago with the Animal Justice Party in a meeting down here on the Gold Coast, instantly fell in love with. They obviously, the core values align with exactly.
Okay, so 18 months ago, that's when you first became aware of them?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. So we were signed up straight away. We're a member of the AJP party straight away.
Excellent.
Then I noticed council elections were coming up, and I'm like, I had the mindset of, well, I'm super passionate about the values that this party represents and the amazing people that are involved with the party as well too, and the outcomes that we've had success in New South Wales and Victoria with sitting members of parliament. And, you know, I wanted to join up and sign up and be the forefront to make a difference at a local level as well too. I think it's super important to have that representation.
Definitely. Because we've got, down south, we've got Annie Medic
that's
and
correct, yeah.
Emma Hurst.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
that they've got into the positions that they've got in.
Yeah. And it's great to see that, as you said, that representation in Parliament as well too. Traditionally, we've never really had a voice. So that's what we want to do with the council as well, too, is have that voice in there.
So, okay, well, how is the... what's the feeling on the street? What's the feedback like? You've been out there, you've been talking to the public, you've met the other councillors.
Yes, that's correct.
As or the other divisions. Candidates. And so, give us your feel of what it's like out there on the street.
pretty full on. It's like you get to speak to a lot of amazing people that, you know, like what we just discussed as well too, that we're unaware of what we're actually all about, and you know, like what our core values are, and you know, what we stand for. And I mean, I was at a pre-polling booth today, and it was amazing just to have some conversation with some people, just about like, oh, you're the person with the greyhound in the picture, and my candidate photo's got a picture of my beloved chica. Which we may even see on later on. Depends on if she's probably asleep or
Yeah, she's
she is. So the conversation I've been having with people, there's a lot of people who are concerned for change. A lot of people want, you know, a sustainable look, enrichment in their lives and the environment and the animals within as well too. Like everyone, you know, the koala habitats, you know, we really need to revisit a lot of that stuff, and that's the conversations that we're having. People are concerned about, you know, infrastructure upsetting habitats and how we can protect the habitats. And it's, you know, again, it's super important with the Animal Justice Party to get in and represent those particular areas to protect that, you know, to be the voice for those habitats and, you know, put it forward. The fact that, the community as a whole out there want that. You know, so there's an amazing.
Is that what you're hearing? You know, when you talk to people, they're saying yes, this is what we want.
That's what they want, and it's honesty and transparency as well too.
I like that.
As a councillor, you need to be a voice for the community, listen to the community and their concerns. You know, that's where we sit in again. You know, because we've got those core values of, you know, that understanding, rationality, and so forth. It amplifies the fact that we want to be out there with the community on the concerns of, you know, the welfare of their animals, the welfare of themselves, you know, the welfare of their local environment as well too. Because, like, if we can enrich people's lives through the environment and through the protection of their animals and habitat and so forth like that, you know, we're going to build a better community.
Definitely. And I think one of the things I love about the AJP is that this mission to get in and change the laws. So that animal protection is given the rights that it should have.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yep, and penalties also penalties for you know, atrocities done to animals in so many different areas. This is something that maybe you know, as there's more presence of the AJP getting into these either locally or on a state level.
Yep.
Maybe there's more chance of those changes coming through.
Look, I mean, it's always at the forefront of our advocacy, is the protection of animals and the enrichment of life of animals, and their main concern, like, the, you know, there's things around, you know, protection of animals through domestic violence and so forth like that, because they're often the forgotten party of someone fleeing domestic violence, whether it's a male or a female, you know, providing shelter accommodation, you know, protection for pets and so forth. But, you know, that is, someone might find comfort, you know, with having their animal with them. There's nothing in there at the moment for that. It's also too, it's about, you know, accommodation, rentals and so forth as well too, with the size of the animal and areas and everything like that to obviously, again, enrich people's lives as well too, prevent any issues with, you know, obviously dogs having to be surrendered and so forth like that. You know, the policies like that and talking, you know, talking to the community as well too is, you know, especially with the greyhounds as well too, they're the most quiet dogs. They sleep 20 hours a day, but you can't have them in an apartment, but they would just sleep in an apartment with a little, you know, little sort of courtyard or something like that, and that'd be fine. Now they've relaxed those laws in Victoria due to fantastic work done by Andy down there.
Oh, great.
Where, I mean, people in our group have three greyhounds in a little townhouse in the middle of Melbourne.
Wow.
So it's I mean, that's a pipe dream, and that's something I definitely really want to push for when we come across in council.
There's a couple of comments there. Cameron said, resting heart rate of 33. Harry, you'd better go cycling.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
We have actually talked about trying to figure out a way of doing a live stream from two bicycles simultaneously.
We will work this out, right?
As of yet, we haven't figured the logistics out.
Yep.
Best of luck in the upcoming election, Rowan. I love your passion. That's
Thank
a
you,
beautiful
Karen.
Comment there, Cameron. Okay. Locally, we've got you in Division 10 now. Division 10 covers, the area we're in now, Broadbeach?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, what's the boundaries roughly?
So it, originally when I first announced that I was running, it was actually traditionally border of surfers, Broadbeach waters. We had Bundle as well too.
Okay,
right down to the sort of end of Hedges, start of, I forget the name of the street.
So down to the edge of Mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had that. Right. Now they've had a state member leave. So it's now become a super division. Well, they've called it the super division. It's quite large. Yeah. So it goes all the way up to Spit. We cover Main Beach, right through surfers, all the way down again to down through here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll finish off near Hedges as well too. So down in Mermaid, and that's where... Scott's area does take on.
So for people on the Gold Coast, if you want to support the animals and support the Animal Justice Party to get changes in law that are going to protect the animals, that you've got two opportunities here locally.
That's correct. Yeah.
And then expanding from that, you've got opportunities in Brisbane.
Yep. Yep.
And on the Sunshine Coast as well.
Yeah. Yes. Many on the Sunshine Coast.
So you've got candidates in those areas. And very easy. You just type in Animal Justice Party and on Facebook or whatever, and or Animal Justice Party Queensland.
Yep.
And you will find who your candidate is in the area.
Mm.
But not only that, not only can you put a vote for the Animal Justice Party to try and get to the point where we can actually give animals the protection they need legally, but also you can be volunteering. Can you tell us a bit about what's available there?
So the volunteering. Look, we're purely based on volunteers.
Yes, so that's an interesting point. I just want to make it really clear that the difference between some political parties, which have a monetary foundation, which means that they can have their core flute signs everywhere, it's ridiculous.
Mm.
Between them and the AJP is the AJP is totally voluntary,
and that's correct as well too. It's a bunch of passionate people that are passionate for change. They're passionate for change for the animals and the environment as well too. So that's where we all come together, and that's why we work so well, is because we've all got that one common focus. As far as with coming into the council elections and so forth, everything is at a voluntary level. So it is generally like leafleting, and on election day is going to be amazing. We've had some leafleting days and some events and all that, and met some amazing people like yourself. And there's an amazing bunch here on the coast, that are super dedicated to helping us with this council election and what goes on behind the scenes, because there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and it's always it's such a constant thing. Like if there's pre-polling now, so I'm going to be at Broadbeach Waters, the library in Broadbeach, just opposite Pacific Fair, like every day talking to people that are going to pre-poll election day and everything like that. So I mean, look, if anyone's willing to obviously put their hand up for a volunteer, I'm sure
they can get in touch with you.
That's correct. Yeah. So if they follow my page,
which I've linked to in this live stream
Facebook. Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks for that. So if you just follow the link on my page, so it'll be Rowan Panozzo, AJP Division 10. There'll be links on that page for the volunteer form. So there's a link on the form, or just drop me a comment, obviously under this video, or just on my page, or shoot me a message. And I can get those right forms to you, and then we can obviously put you on the register, volunteers. And it'd be amazing if we had, some some extra hands on deck on that day, because it's a big day.
So hands on deck for pre-polling.
Yes.
And also for the election day.
Election day, Saturday the 28th.
Yeah,
big.
It's big.
Look,
yeah.
It's a matter of, our first entree into it was at the state last year.
Mm-hmm. Last year, yeah.
And we volunteered just locally down Broadbeach at Senior Citizens Club. Now that was super rewarding. It was great to have those conversations with everyone as well too. And again, people want to change then. So at a local level, I think we're going to have a bit more of an effect for the pure fact that, again, people want more change again. I've been out there sort of advocating as well too. So we've been noticed, which is even better. But it's a great day. You do meet a lot of good people.
You were telling me before we went live that you've had some great feedback from people saying, oh yeah, once you've explained to them who the AJP is and what it's standing for, they're like, well, you've got my vote.
I had that quite a fair bit today, and thanks for touching on that, because it was absolutely amazing, because you get people come up to you and go, I saw you, you advocating for animals and environment, and people are just like, once you spare that conversation to have with them, and say, hey, we're there, to enrich the environment and the life of the animals and the community, and we're going to be honest and open with you. That's what people want. People want the ability to be able to come up and talk to you, or you actually take the time to get involved with the community and sit down and have those conversations. So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there today, especially, that were super interested and did give me the thumbs up and
excellent.
Said as they walked excellent. Out. And I was super grateful for everyone that did that today. But
excellent.
So
that's sounding promising.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Look, I'm super passionate. Again, super passionate about wanting to get in to make a change in council for everyone out there, animals, the environment, myself, and the community. It'd be great to get in there and make a change.
For the animals.
Oh, definitely. That's my main priority, right?
There's a few comments there. Your parents are watching.
Hey, Mum. Hey, Dad.
Effie also says, we have the AJP in Cotts Harbour too, and we need more members down here. Please, if anyone is watching this that is close by, please help out Effie in Coffs Harbour, help out the AJP in Coffs Harbour. Daryl says, vote One Animal Justice Party Queensland. Well
thanks,
done, Daryl. Rowan. And Ali says, I've signed up to volunteer for Election Day. Here is the form.
Oh, thanks,
if anyone
Ali.
Else wants to help. That is excellent.
Thanks, Ali.
Thank you for sharing. That is amazing.
Appreciate that. That's fantastic. So look, that link we were talking about before, that comment, if you can see it with Ali, is you should be able to click on that link, and that again, that'll take you to that form for when you're actually there for the day for volunteering or any other events that are coming up as well too.
Excellent. I'm just listening to you, and before we wind up for the night, I'm just thinking to myself how absolutely crucial it is that the way we think about animals, or the way that the general population thinks about animals and treats animals and commodifies them, how absolutely crucial it is that the laws are changed to protect what is naturally their right to live safely and freely, and if somebody is doing something wrong to them, to then be able to bring the law against that person. It's just so... it's gone on too long that we've not had this, and it's the changes are potentially there.
Yeah,
but it's but we've just got to get that support.
It's just getting in at that level, that grassroots level of being involved with, being involved with local council and being a voice, and it's being that real loud voice for what we're super passionate about, and it's the welfare of the animals. It's the ending of the suffering of. From using them as a commodity for entertainment and for consumption as well too. It's just we need to get in there to advocate, just put a stop to that.
You're a really good voice for it.
I'll be as loud as I can possibly until I lose my voice, because it's the biggest passion for me is the advocacy for for the animals.
Yeah,
and also too, it's just it. it's just one of those, it's one of those things that it's the change is there. It just needs those people in the grassroots, especially being in the council. And you know, obviously with Andy and Emma being in state and so forth like that as well too, it's been becoming more predominant, and it's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. Mm. And we might even see your resting heart rate get above 33 when you become so passionate. He's going to check his heart rate now. If it's at 33 now, I'm not going to believe it.
There you go. 36 resting heart rate. 36.
That's not, you're not human.
It's 30, it's resting heart rate in the last
That's
half an hour.
Amazing.
It's been 36. Well, it's just spiked up to 66, sorry.
This man here needs your vote so that the animals can be helped. So if you're in Division 10 on the Gold Coast, Rowan is your man. Division 13 on the Gold Coast, Scott.
Scott Wallace.
I was trying to think of Scott's surname there, and he's a friend. How's that? Scott is your man. Yep. And other areas of Australia, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, and other areas
as well
too.
Candidates up in Townsville, which is great as well too. And there's good response from that more North Queensland as well too, which is, you know, it's fantastic. It's a good movement, and we're super passionate about advocating it, and we've got a great bunch of people with us. So
let's get behind the AJP so that we can help the animals. As Susie commented there, vote for the animals. They need us. And this is a way that you can do it, because it's compulsory to vote. So, you know, it's very important where you put it.
I totally agree.
It's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you tonight.
That's very
I think, great. In fact, we could probably have talked a lot.
Yeah, like if you want to do an extended 2-hour, 3-hour just talk fest, we might organise this. We might have to go for one of those big ones. We might have to do a 100K ride and just talk and drink coffee all day.
Stay tuned for other crazy stuff to come.
Yeah, don't like a rolling.
And Lyndon says, evening, gents. Evening, Lyndon. Thank you for watching. So this live stream will be on YouTube within 24 hours. You'll be able to watch it there on my YouTube channel. It'll also be on my podcast channels within 24 hours as well, so you'll be able to pick up from it there. Would you like anything you'd like to share with our viewers before we close out?
The thing we covered off before is as I said, we're at that grassroots level. The Animal Justice Party is an amazing cause that's doing fantastic things in the animal rights movement. We're all a super passionate bunch of people that care about the environment and care about the animal welfare and you know, the humans within as well too. So look, there's a link with volunteering as well too. There's some more information about joining the party and supporting the party on the website. You know, just being a member really does help us out as well too, with our advocacy as well. So if you just keep in line with what's on our website, you know, and feel free on my page or Harry's page as well too, because we talk, is to drop any questions that you have or in and around anything further. The AJP website does explain the way our policies going into these current elections as well too. So there's some great policies there that do form protection for the environment, habitat and animals and so forth like that.
Yes.
So look, it's just a really appreciate everyone tuning in, and Harry for having me. It's been good. And as Harry said, we could talk, we could probably do a 2-hour podcast. So we'll try and organise that bike ride one day. What do you reckon?
We will. We'll see what can be achieved with modern technology.
Oh, we'll work it. Yeah.
So thank you everyone for watching and for commenting, and I'll be back next Monday night with Declan and Melina from Plant Based Me. So tune in then to find out what Plant Based Me is all about. Until then, for the animals, remember to live vegan and save lives. And thank you again, my man.
Absolutely, mate. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.